Right now, I'm looking over your shoulder. I'm watching my son play with four other kids his age who are the sons of my classmates. And it's so special. It's super heartwarming, and it just puts a new perspective on the family that we established when we went to school here.
720 WGN, Tales from the Tailgate, live on location here in an iconic game that brings not only our men and women in uniform, cadets from West Point, the Naval Academy, football fans, and America together here. We've got Rob Newbill. He's got a pedigree, not only been a part of the Long Gray Line, also obviously a huge fan of the team, to be here part of that class of 2002. Rob, welcome. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning, Dane. Nice to be with you.
It's great to be here. Not every tailgate, everything can have friends, it can have food and fun and all that. Not everything has great weather. This one, you never know this time of year. It's a nice day.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it is great. I mean, it's perfect football weather, and it's extra special because we've got, you know, families out here with all of us graduates, and it's a wonderful day.
We'll get to the dynamics around the game when it comes to football weather. Almost every week has been great football weather for Army this year. They have had one of those seasons, an historic season, a storied season, an exciting season. Talk a little bit about it, kind of culminating, not exactly the end of it, but certainly the end of a big road here with Navy.
Yeah, it's always special to watch the team play. I mean, they represent more than just football. They represent the academy, and, you know, it's everything that they're doing right now, and the hard work that goes into preparing, you know, not only for these games, but just making it through the grind of a week at West Point. And we understand that. But we also understand what it means to these kids who are going to graduate and be in positions to defend our country in the future. So it's an incredible commitment. We love watching the games. It's been a great season. And then when it all comes down to today, really the slate's wiped clean. I mean, you got these two teams coming in. One's got a slightly better record than the other. But you never know. It's always close. And that's what makes these games exciting.
Rob, talk a little bit about the rivalry. It's the biggest rivalry in all of sports. Army this year competing in a bunch of ways for more, I don't say more, but different things than just a victory over Navy. They asked Bryce Daly, like, well, hey, does the conference mean more? Does it maybe mean more to do this or that or win some games, a bowl game? He's like, no way. Beating Navy, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's the mantra. These kids live by that. And we all do while we're there at the academy. It's beat Navy. And this means more than anything. This is really what they literally prepare for all year, and it comes down to this. And if there's a bowl championship, that's icing on the cake, but this is really the biggest game of the year every year.
Think about this, you know, so you went to West Point, graduated from there. It was a few years ago. We don't have to say how many, but still you, so many of your classmates are drawn back here. Talk a little bit about the appeal of the game, number one, is maybe an opportunity to commiserate and come together, but just the camaraderie of the classes. It feels like there's almost, it's like a bond no other, right? You guys are bound for life.
I think about 10 years after you graduate, the commiserating sort of stops because you only remember the good times. But certainly we love coming together. We love talking about the things that we did. But now it's all about catching up and meeting these young adults that we all have as children. And, you know, like right now, I'm looking over your shoulder. I'm watching my son play with four other kids who are his age, who are the sons of my classmates. And I mean, it's so special. It's super heartwarming, and it just puts a new perspective on the family that we established when we went to school here.
Multiple generations here enjoying the game. Talk a little bit about that. Do they understand? They know their dad went to West Point. Obviously, that's, you know, it's an institution of high expectations and high learning. Do they understand kind of what it is? And have they talked to you at all about, hey, Dad, that may be something I want to do, or that's the last thing? Or what is it? Have they, you know, how has it impacted them in their thought process?
I don't think anybody really understands what it means to go to school there until you go to school there and graduate. I mean, it takes a lot of commitment. And in terms of my kids, I'll speak for myself. I mean, I certainly hope that it's something that they consider after high school. But, you know, regardless of that, I just want them to know what it means for those who do make a commitment to an institution like this. And, you know, regardless of whether or not they're up for that, I just try to support them the best I can as a father.
Give a little perspective here. It's Rob Newbill, member of the Long Gray Line here, Army, Navy. Everybody's going to see this stuff on the field. They're going to see the actual game, the outcome. There's a lot to this in addition to this tailgate here for the class of 2002, but a lot of pageantry. What are some of the other things that people are going to enjoy when they're here?
Oh, like it's always a big highlight, the march on, which I think is going to happen soon. We're not going to make it in for that. We're going to be out here celebrating and catching up with each other. But the march on is big. There's always a flyover. They jump the game ball in. They get to come back and do a prisoner of war exchange with the Navy cadets who are at West Point doing a semester. There's a lot of little things like that that we saw every year while we were here. And now, like, when you think of the game, it's not just a football game. It's those things. It's the coin toss. It's the flyover. It's everything. It's there's so much more to it.
There is a lot to it. And if you know, you know. If you get here, like, 70, 80,000 plus people and millions on TV, you'll get to see quite a bit of it. And we want to thank you for your service, number one. And then finally, any prediction on the score?
Oh, come on, Dane. You know who's going to come out on top.
Confidence reigns supreme here. Rob, thanks so much for everything you do. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you, Dane.